The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Please drink their orange juice. The eggs are just about done.
Don't put the toast in.
Oh, yes, will you, Aunt Eddie? Mm-hmm. Betsy, you want your egg turned over?
Yes, please.
Now, remember, Daddy, you're going to have to be home here by 11 o'clock if you want to get dressed up.
Mm-hmm. What? What are you talking about?
We're all going to church.
Church?
Well, it's Good Friday.
Oh, well, even so. I mean, we're going Easter Sunday, I thought.
Well, there's a special noon service for the Sunday school children and their parents and family.
Oh, look, I can't get home at noon. I've got a very important business appointment for lunch.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, honey, all the other children will be with their parents.
Oh, Daddy, it won't be any fun without you.
Church is not supposed to be fun, Betsy.
I like it, and I think Sunday school is fun, too.
Well, that's fine, dear.
I don't think you ought to think of it as fun.
Well, Aunt Effie, we're very pleased that she likes it, so...
Look, I don't see how I can cancel my appointment. I mean, I'd like to go with you all, but...
It certainly wouldn't do you any harm.
Yes,
and I must say, sometimes I don't understand your attitude. You always went regularly when you were a little boy.
If you give me your plate, I'll put the eggs on.
And frankly, I think you should make more of an effort now to go every Sunday.
Look, we go to church.
You missed. I've been here on Sundays. And in the summer, sometimes you're out there washing the car or mowing the lawn.
Well, those things have to be done. When I'm a working man, I only have so much time. I certainly can't afford to hire a handyman or a gardener.
A 1 hour off the church isn't much, you see. And it would do you a lot of good.
Yes, and get your apron now. I don't want you to spill on that dress. And Effie's right, dear. We must make a point of going regularly now that Betsy's in Sunday school especially.
Look, for Pete says we go to church.
Well, last Easter when we went, Reverend Parker said Merry Christmas to you.
Oh.
Why do you say Merry Christmas, Mommy?
Yeah, eat your egg now. Come on, hurry up.
Well, look, I made this appointment last week. I hate to call a guy and cancel it.
But we're going to dress up, Daddy, and you haven't seen my new coat and hat.
Oh, you're all dressing up. I've got a new Easter bonnet,
too. Oh, and me, too. Please, Daddy.
Well, all right. I'll cancel the appointment and take you three beautiful girls to church. Only one thing, though. One thing.
Yes, what?
I want to get there before it starts. I don't want to go trailing down that aisle and have to sit in the first pew after the service has started.
Don't worry. We will be ready.
Come to Beechnut Babyland, and you'll see everywhere beechnut fruits and vegetables grown with loving care. From seed to soil to picking time, we perform one feat to package for your baby the best food he can eat. Come to Beechnut Babyland. What? Is too much else to do? Then get Beechnut at your food store. Babyland will come to you.
And what special goodness it brings. Every food from Beechnut Babyland has the sunny freshness that babies love. Take Beechnut peaches, so juicy, young, and sweet to start with. And then those rosy peaches are very carefully prepared to preserve all the natural flavor baby wants, the natural food nourishment baby needs. Get the best for baby.
Get Beechnut, the most babied food in the world.
He would stop that.
My hat. Where's my new hat?
Well, it must be here, Betsy.
I can't find
well, it
yet.
Has to be here. Now, just look around.
Well, I'm all ready. Shall I go out and get in the car?
Yes, and for heaven's sake, tell him to stop sitting on the horn.
What are you doing?
It's here someplace. Aunt Effie, go out and get in the car.
Well, I thought maybe I could help look for her hat.
Well, all right. Look on the closet shelf.
What are you doing up here? I thought we were going to leave here at 11:30 sharp. Look, you're not even dressed.
I just have to put my suit on. I had to get Betsy ready.
And I can't find my new hat, Daddy.
Put on an old one. You can wear your new one Sunday.
No, I want to wear my new hat. Everybody else is wearing a new hat, Mary.
Now, you stop that weeping and wailing. Now, we'll find the hat. It has to be here.
We have got to drive over there. We've got to find a place to park the car. The church will be crowded.
Well, I'm all ready.
Fine, Aunt Effie. Go out and get in the car. At least I got one of you.
I thought I'd help look for the hat.
All right. Look for Betsy's hat, and then you get dressed.
Yes. All right.
We're all going to be ready when I got home, and
All we had to do was get in the car.
Well, come on, yes. Betsy. Let's look in the other closet.
I don't know why it is impossible to get my family someplace on time.
Look, just stop that. Will you please? It only takes 5 minutes at the most to drive to the church, doesn't it?
Yes, but it
couldn't we just once go someplace without everybody yelling at each other?
Oh, all right, I'm sorry, but it makes me nervous.
Please, dear, believe me, I will be ready in exactly 7 minutes. Now, could you try and wait quietly downstairs for me?
Your 7 minutes is up.
I'm all ready, and here I come.
Gloves, Trunk, have you got gloves?
Yes, gloves.
All right, okay, let's go. Come on.
Well, aren't you going to say anything?
Hey. Honey, you look marvelous.
You like it?
Oh, honey, that is a beautiful suit. Turn around. Honey, yeah, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Does
it fit beautifully?
Yes, it does, You didn't tell me you bought a new suit.
Well, I didn't buy it exactly.
Huh?
Did I, Aunt Effie?
No.
I don't get it. Why? What's so funny?
You mean you don't recognize the suit?
Let's go.
Oh, what do you mean?
Get Mother's purse off the desk, Betsy. Doesn't this suit look a little bit familiar, dear?
What? Where did you get it? There is something familiar. Wait a minute.
Didn't Mrs. Little do a good job?
Wait a minute. Well,
this is the one I had made over.
Made over?
Yes.
Made over from what?
Let's go.
Made over from what?
So what are you looking so surprised about? I had this made over from your gray check suit.
This is my gray check suit?
I told you he'd be surprised, Aunt Effie.
Well, you always never know it was an old suit, and Mrs. Riddle did just a wonderful job.
You made over from my gray check suit?
Well, I don't know what you're so surprised about. You're the one who suggested it. You're the one who said I could.
I never.
Well, you certainly did.
Let's go,
Daddy.
Just a minute. I want to talk to your mother.
Well, we like to
start. Last fall, when you were putting away your summer suit, and you said the suit was too small for you and the shoulders, and you were tired of it anyway, and I said I'd always been crazy about the material in this suit and wished I could find one just like it, and you said it was too bad they couldn't make over men's suits for women because if they could, I could have the thing. Now, don't tell me you don't remember saying
this,
it because
this
you...
was my favorite summer suit, my favorite of all the suits I've ever had in my entire life. This one was my favorite.
Oh.
It fitted perfectly. I have never had another suit that fitted the way this one did.
You said I could have it, and when Elder told me about this woman who was just marvelous at things like this,
I thought
I'd take a chance. She didn't charge much, and I thought I'd just have an extra suit for every day wear. And when I saw how beautifully it turned out...
I think Betsy and I better go out and get in the car.
Yeah, get in the car. I never told you. I never told you anything.
Yes, you did. I remember distinctly. We were upstairs going through things in the closet.
I said I didn't want my gray flannel suit.
Your gray flannel?
My gray flannel suit.
But you said the gray check.
I said my gray flannel.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. Well, I don't remember your saying gray flannel. I don't see how we could have made such a mistake.
Please, well, look, I didn't make any mistake. I couldn't possibly have said gray check. It's my favorite suit.
It was your favorite suit.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, I don't think you said gray anything. I think you just said gray suit.
Well, for Pete, you should have known what I meant.
You can't read your mind.
Since when? You read it about everything else.
Well, all I can say is I'm sorry. I can't do anything about it now. It is done.
I can't get over it. I just...
Look, this is done.
Yeah, I know it's done. I know. I can see it. There it is. I'm sort of in a state of shock at seeing the pants of my favorite suit turn into a skirt. I know I said gray flannel.
You said, and I remember now. My gray suit. We're going to church and it is Easter time and I was only trying to save money. Can't you find it in your heart to forgive me? Well, don't think we ought to go. It's 10 minutes to 12.
Yeah, come on. One time I thought we'd be on time.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. What's new? How often do you greet a friend with that question? We're all interested in keeping abreast of the latest news, be it international or local in scope. And there's one sure way of getting complete news reports, accurate reports of the news as it happens. That's by listening regularly to CBS News. CBS News has some of the top reporters and news analysts in the world, Men like Edward R. Murrow, Lowell Thomas, Robert Trout, Charles Collingwood, and Howard K. Smith. Not only are they among the best in the world, they're all over the world, ready and waiting to bring you the news in first-hand accounts from whatever point it may occur. In this country, CBS News has 12 regular correspondents and 21 more stationed abroad. In addition, it has over 400 other news contacts, with men always on the alert to bring you the latest word from all corners of our news-busy world. So when you want the latest, fullest reports on the news, get in the habit of staying with CBS Radio and CBS News.
In the car, dear.
Oh, Aunt Effie, he's so mad at me.
Oh, well, dear, he just one of those misunderstandings.
But his favorite suit. I know he just said gray suit. Well, I'm just sick about it.
Well, it looks lovely on you anyhow. It looks brand new.
What's the matter, Mommy?
Oh, Daddy sort of crossed with me. I made over the wrong suit.
Did you tell Daddy you were sorry?
Oh, yes, of course I did. Oh, here it comes.
Okay, let's go in. Let's see, we're the last ones, as usual.
Daddy?
Yeah?
You said you'd be mad at Mommy because she said she was sorry. And in Sunday school, they said we should forgive people when they do something we don't like, if they say they're sorry.
And a little child shall lead them.
Okay, Betsy, I forgive Mommy. I think what made me mad is that she looked even better in the suit than I did.
Come on, Mommy. Well, you did. Come on.
In far too many schools, classes are twice as large as they should be. As a result, teachers can't give enough attention to the needs of each pupil. Double sessions are more the rule than the exception these days, which puts a double burden on overworked teachers. And there aren't enough qualified teachers to go around. These are problems which parents must meet now and seek to improve. Join a group in your community and work actively for more and better schools. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton as Aunt Effie and Francie Myers as Bessie, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, wishing you all a very happy Easter from your neighbors, The Couple Next Door.